Well, good morning, sports fans and Audioboom fans. All one word here. Listen. Oh, no noise. Hang on. How can I do? Hang on. It's snow. It's snowing. 6:30 in the morning here, and we've had about an inch overnight. I'm walking the dog. it's not that cold, actually. He says. Excuse me. So the first snow of 2014. And the problem we've got is, whilst the main road has been gritted at some point, not yesterday, the little roads, like especially round outside our house, haven't been gritted, and they won't be. And the road I'm walking along now, oh, the snow's deep here. Well, deep is about 2 inches of snow here. The problem is that as soon as the car goes over it, it turns into that ice. I've got to take little Jessica to Salisbury Hospital today. So, the long and the short of that is she's been really pasty-faced, no energy, lethargic, looked like death warmed up. She's been like this for a few weeks. So I went to our local clinic yesterday after a doctor recommended that she has bloods taken. And turned up yesterday. Oh, we don't do children here. You have to go to children's hospital. Children's ward hospital. So she had a bit of a go. Couldn't get any blood out. So we're going to go up there today. So we're going to have to leave a lot earlier than planned. I'm pretty sure as soon as we get out on the main roads, they'll be clear. But little roads like this, as I say, I can even see. I'm looking at the snow tracks, the tyre tracks in the snow. What am I talking about? The snow tracks, the tyre tracks in the snow, and people have been having a bit of fun by the looks of things. Oh, the landscape gardeners are in work, I can see, in their place here. But apart from that, it's not that cold, it's not. It's probably about, I don't know, 3-4 degrees Celsius, centigrade. It's not cold. But I'm going to continue walking the dog. Listen to this. It's a shame this is on there just with my phone. With Bostock Studio. Oh, listen to this. Oh, come on, yeah. This is about 3 inches of snow here. Let's have a look. Yes, definitely. Wow. We've got a local grit, like a mini depot thing near us that the council use. I don't know, they must have about 3,000-4,000 tons of grit. Not that much, but I can see that they're there loading up the transit pickup. They're over there about 100 metres across to my 2 o'clock. But the what I'm looking at basically now is everything is who said you could cross the road? Eh? Cheeky dog. What I'm basically looking at now is everything's under a blanket of white. It's beautiful. A lot of untouched snow. You can see where rabbits have come out. Oh, somebody's been across this bit. Hang on. Was that Molly? What's this? Oh, no. No, it's a rabbit, I think. I'm on one of the fields near our house, but I was going to run in my new Caramore trainers, which are trail running trainers with a hugely aggressive sole. Oh, listen to this. Isn't that fantastic? Oh, God. If it's still here, I'll bring the Zoom out tonight. So, yeah, my Carrymore trainer's got no dramas gripping it, even when they're even running across footpath or tarmac. I just wanted to record this just to get my foot at the door in case it's all gone. Yeah, this is quite deep. For us. 3-4 inches here, definitely. Yes, definitely. How come it's dumped more in places than others? It's weird. It looks like everything's been kind of sprinkled with icing sugar. It's beautiful. I'll tell you what I'm looking at now. I'm in quite a big field. If I come out the way of the headlights of that council wagon over there, I look across the field, I get the sensation of vertigo, just because everything is so, that you can't get any reference points on the ground. If I raise my gaze up a bit, you know, I can see the main road is over there with trees alongside it, but it's such a strange feeling. I was watching on catch up last night, we'd recorded it. Welsh rugby player Richard, whatever his name is who attempted the world record. Oh, what's going on here? Oh, the landscape gardener is also Moll. Come on, Molly. The landscape gardener is also the contractor to grit some of the roads around here. Gareth Jones, his name is. Anyway, I digress. Yeah, so he was going to attempt the fastest solo trek to the South Pole from whatever point. He didn't get it. He got the fastest British person to do it. But what he explained was at points, because the South Pole, for the large majority of time, is just, there's just nothing there, you know, not even mountains. It's just a flat expanse of white, and when there's a whiteout, he suffered from vertigo a couple of times because he had no reference point to fix his balance, you know. So that was incredible. A race to the pole, I think it was called, or race, something like that. The last one is the only decent one. All the ones before that were him preparing by entering ultra marathons and things like that. Anyway, I just wanted to compare the fact that when I'm looking across the snowy field, you get the sensation of, you know, how big is it? How wide is it? Where are my reference points? Invariably, there are plenty. There's plenty of trees and lights around, and yeah, the dog's in her element. Here she comes. Lots of rabbits have been around here, by the looks of things. What the hell is that? This isn't you, Molly Moo. Okay, I'm gonna go. Got to get sorted in order to take little Jess up to the hospital. Okay, see ya.
All one word.
All one word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.